It's an issue that has Australian consumers worried, companies outsourcing their jobs offshore. And that trend's set to continue, with banking giant Westpac announcing its plans to shift up to 500 jobs from its loan application centre to Bangalore, India. New South Wales Premier Morris Yemmer has threatened to dump Westpac from any government contracts, following its plan to go offshore. And Westpac isn't the only bank that's setting its sights on outsourcing jobs. ANZ has moved over 1,000 jobs to India, and National Australia Bank is set to follow, with 181 jobs reportedly being moved. And with Indian workers earning just a tenth of equivalent Australian employees, it's a proven cost-cutting measure. Economist Wade Norman Hart says the move offshore will result in lower quality customer service.
It definitely would suffer. Westpac obviously banking on the fact that the quality drop per employee is made up by being able to have more of them. Whether that's a correct assumption, I guess it's up to the market and time to tell.
He says for customers calling with problems, it's an extra burden they'd have to put up with.
So that brings logistical problems in there. So if someone's bought a house and things go AWOL in India, it might be much harder for the local branch or their broker in India as opposed to being able to call someone in Brisbane or Sydney with the problem.
And the National Secretary for the Financial Services Union, Paul Schroeder, agrees. He says company savings may come at the cost of consumer safety.
We know about the integrity of the Australian system. We know that consumer identity fraud is a big issue, and it probably is a bigger issue in some other countries more than here. So we're worried about that data being a long way away from management control, and we're certainly concerned that it's not covered by the sort of legislative protections that data is covered by domestically.
And Australians don't seem to be happy with the proposed move either.
Well, I think it's good they're trying to increase opportunities in developing countries, but it's really bad for customers who want to speak to Australian customer service representatives.
I think it's taken away jobs from Queenslanders.
I think moving services offshore just complicates things for Australians.
And to be perfectly honest, I must say that I think it's a bad move. It's something that I don't agree with.
Mr. Schroeder says the government needs to work with banks to ensure consumers aren't put at a disadvantage.
The industry needs to get on the front foot and indicate where it's going to invest in jobs and skills. The federal government's got a role to step in here and provide strong legislation to protect people's sensitive financial data.
Siang Lu, reporting for CCN.